The University of Akron has been a hot topic for the last week. First, it was the fees. Then it was the cuts. Then it was the baseball team. It's been a busy week at the University of Akron, and we appreciate the interim athletic director for the University of Akron, Nathan Mortimer, joining us in studio. Nathan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
How many times is this for you now? We're getting ready to give you an office in the corner at this point.
I believe they are building me a suite out as we speak.
Yeah, I saw the construction guys back there today. I think they're getting you ready. So this has been, I would imagine, a bit of a trying week at the University of Akron, with the, especially in athletics, with the loss of the baseball team. I mean, talk about that decision. How did that come about? Were you involved in that?
Yeah, great question. I actually was involved in that. And the reality is it's a trying time across the campus as a whole. Baseball certainly been highlighted, but you know, we've got changes that we're doing throughout the campus. As I said, baseball certainly has been the highlight of that.
Talk a little bit about that decision making. A lot of people are saying, well, why us? Why baseball? Why did you get rid of us as opposed to other sports, other programs? Why was that decision made?
Yeah, so, you know, I talked earlier, and we've publicly talked, that we're trying to really get our financial house in order. You know, we've got about a $60 million issue that we're really trying to rectify and get the balances right. And the reality, when you look at what we've done with baseball and athletics in general, specifically, is that we're really impacting a broad campus. We're not just solely focused on athletics by any stretch of the measure. Having said that, what we're really trying to do is emphasize the academic side of the home. You'll see very little to no impact on the academic side. We're really focused on keeping our academics strong.
What are the plans in place for the baseball players? What's going to happen to them? I know they have the opportunity to stick around if they'd like, or transfer to other places. Are you going to be helping them with those decisions?
Great question. And in fairness, you know, we understand, appreciate the difficulty that they're, both the players and the coaches, and really the whole academic family, is going through with this decision. But yes, we've offered full release effective last Friday. We've also offered and will honor all scholarship that the student athletes are on, should they choose to stay with us and remain academically eligible.
There's a rumor flying around on social media that I want you to address. People posting on Facebook that they were given the opportunity to raise money. They went out, started to raise the money, and then were said, no, we're not going to keep the baseball team no matter what. Is that true?
I'm not sure. So here's what I can say is the conversations that I had within athletics, and quite frankly, I had a conversation with the coach as early as right before we announced. The reality of the whole situation is you can have conversations up until you do the announcement. Once you do the announcement, the whole discussion changes. So really, once we did the announcement, the decision was made that baseball is gone.
Talking to Nathan Mortimer, the interim athletic director at the University of Akron on 1590 WAKR, is that all the cuts we're going to see? Is there a possibility down the line of perhaps more sports going by the wayside?
No, I don't think so. I think you know, we're really focused, really trying to remain focused to the degree, and I don't want to overshadow what's happening to baseball. I mean, it's certainly a painful decision, but we are extremely excited about football. We are very, very excited about soccer, and basketball's got a great program coming back. We're going to make noise this year in football.
How was the announcement made for baseball? That's another thing I saw in the paper, that Coach Rembolak had to email his players. How was that relayed to the players?
Yeah, in fairness, Coach, I let Coach make that call. I've talked a couple of times in recent weeks. It's really about relationships, and you know, I'll take the hit personally for that if it was handled incorrectly. But I thought it was important that Coach make those calls to those players before we announced. And I talked to Coach last week. I don't want to, by any stretch of the imagination, pretend that I've been talking to Coach every day about this, because I certainly didn't. But I did talk to Coach last week. I talked to him on Friday before the announcement came out. At that point, I encouraged him to start reaching out to his players, and he did do that.
Now let's talk about football. There was a report in the paper this morning that the faculty senate chair says you guys ought to drop down, maybe to FCS. I don't think anybody's thinking Division II at this point, but is that something that you've thought about for the football team? He says it would be a cost-cutting measure. I don't know if that's true either.
Yeah, I've not looked at the finances, but I can just go from this position. No, it's not anything that I've thought about, and to my knowledge, it's not anything that the Board of Trustees or any member of the administration has thought about.
I guess the consequence, too, if you were to do that, that means no more Mid-American Conference for you guys if you were to do that, right?
That is, I believe, is accurate, but don't quote me on that one.
Are there, and I wonder about the stadium. We talked about that a little bit. We talked the last time you were in. We talked to Larry Burns about it last week. He said maybe looking at some other ways to make some money off InfoCision Stadium. Have you thought about that at all today?
I haven't thought about it today. You know, since last week, I've been thinking about a lot of other things. But we've talked in athletics over the course of my involvement in athletics over the last 3 weeks that we really need to up the events that are happening in that stadium. We really need to get our attendance up. We need to get people excited to come watch us play. We need to win on the field. But additionally, there are other opportunities that we know we have to leverage and have more events in that stadium beyond athletic events.
I wonder, back to the FCS issue, if you were to drop down to FCS, would that be a drop in prestige? I know some people that listen to this show aren't sports people, so they may not know FBS versus FCS. What would that mean if you were to do that?
You know, quite frankly, I don't know what it means because I'm not focused on dropping anywhere. I'm focused on staying where we are and being competitive and have a good team on the field.
Where do you go from here with the athletic department? I know there are a lot of people upset right now, a lot of hurt feelings over the baseball team, but where do you go from here?
Yeah, in fairness, you know, there's probably hurt feelings across campus, you know, given the announcements that we're making. What I think is going to happen, what I believe is going to happen, is we're going to emerge from this stronger, more nimble, and really ready to excel. We've got some good things out there. Unfortunately, we just need to fix our financial ship before we move forward.
One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, because I know you work with a lot of the financials university-wide. We talked about the $40 million in cuts, the $10 million in fees, the $10 million that's coming from enrollment. What are the enrollment numbers? I know you can't project for 2 or 3 years. What about this year? Is it looking good?
Yeah, you know, enrollment's a fairly fluid number till it actually happens. I've got a pretty good feeling that I think we're going to end up flat is where I think we're going to end up. The challenge that we've had over the last number of years is our enrollment's gone from about 29,000 down to in the 25,000, 26,000 range. And that's really part of what we're adjusting to as well.
So if it's going to stay flat this year, that puts a big onus on you guys for the next couple of years. If you're saying that $10 million of this is going to come from enrollment growth, that puts a pretty big onus on you to do it in 2 years.
Yeah, we've got some strategies in place at the college level. We've got some initiatives that we're talking about at the administration level that we know we need to drive enrollment. We need to really drive, more importantly, student success and graduation. So that's why we've done what we've done on the administrative side of the house and really have done little to no impact on the academic side of the house because we recognize that.
How do you try to drive that enrollment? I know we saw the t-shirts, we see advertising all over the place. How do you drive more enrollment to a university?
Yeah, probably the best question to that would be directed to our enrollment management folks, but I can tell you that it's really about projecting what you have, highlighting the strong academic programs you have. You know, quite frankly, we've got probably the most renowned polymer science, polymer engineering program, if not in the country, in the world. We've got an outstanding College of Business Administration that offers great professional degrees. You come in and do what you're supposed to do and achieve what you're supposed to achieve, you'll come out of there with a job. Go look at our College of Health Professions, and I can get down the line, same thing, with a great program. So really what we need to do is emphasize those programs, get the students here, show them the campus, give them a good experience, matriculate them through, graduate them, and get them moved on.
I'm seeing a lot of, and you see this anytime a university makes a decision that people don't like, I'm seeing a lot of on social media, I'm never going to donate to the University of Akron again, I'm canceling my season tickets, to heck with them. Is that going to be a problem for you guys in terms of what you fundraise?
Could be, you know, but here's how I would approach it. You know, I would view this as a defining moment for people. You know, we all, through a course of our lives, we have defining moments. And what I would hope this is for those that are hugely impacted, it becomes a defining moment. And they look at it and look at it as a cause. And if it truly is a cause to them, what I would encourage everybody to do out there is take a reflection of what's important to them and get involved in those causes before decisions are made and impact them as much as you can while you can have the impact.
Nathan Mortimer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.